Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud, Chulin Yud Tes, Chulin 19b, pagination is 38, about midway in the wide lines, towards the beginning of a line, Masnis in the new Mishnah. This Mishnah contrasts Shechita with Malika. Shechita is translated as slaughter, that's the regular way of killing an animal or a bird, coming in from the underside, the soft part, and that's shechita, and that's done in general, certainly by chulin, by regular, non-Beis HaMikdash activity, and even in the Beis HaMikdash, that's generally what was done, always by animals. By birds, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's such a concept as malika, which is with the nail of the Kohen. He would put pressure on the back of the bird's neck and nip it. The expression is to nip the nape, which we need to know if that's the exact positioning of where this occurred, but it's the back of the neck and it's through the fingernail. That malika will produce in the Beis HaMikdash a kosher equivalent of shechita, we would say, and in a specific application, the Kohanim are actually going to eat from that meat. It's considered kosher. In fact, that's why Yechezkel had to use the expression that Kohanim in general have to eat kosher, because there's a specific application in the Beis HaMikdash of an activity that's producing meat that would normally be considered not kosher, and they're going to eat it, and that's this case of malika. So we have shechita from the underside of the neck, and we have malika from the back of the neck. Now, just to get our bearings, on the page of Gemara, we typically have source references to tell us where to go if we wanted to look up what the halachic ruling is. And these sources are in the outer margin. They're numbered, and they include citations to the Rambam and citations to Tur Shulchan Aruch, our law book. The Rambam uniquely wrote even on things regarding the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when it comes to Malika, the Rambam is still going to have what to say. He'll explain to us how to do it. He'll explain to us what happens if something might have gone wrong. Is it still kosher? Shulchan Aruch is going to be noticeably missing in citation when it comes to Malika. When it comes to Shechita, by all means, both the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are going to record the laws, because Shulchan Aruch, written for general observance, is going to include the Shechita of Chulin, the Shechita out of the Beis HaMikdash, for purposes of general consumption. So the Mishnah states, Hashochet min atzdadin, if a person shechts from the side, instead of doing emtza, the center, he comes from the side, shechitaso ksheira, it's still going to be kosher. Hamolek min atzdadin, melikaso psula, but if a person does malika from the side, that's not his place, it has to come from the back, and therefore the malika is pasul. Rashi tells us that even though this is worded in the wording of Bidyevid after the fact, Hashochet, one who already shecht, Rashi holds Minatz Dodin is kosher, period. And the only reason it says Hashochet is to equate it with the second part of the phrase, which was Hamolek. Even after the fact, if you did Malika, Minatz Dodin, from the side, it's pasul. So in order to get that tremendous emphasis, even after the fact, it's not kosher, it gave you a case of after the fact. But again, Rashi holds hashochet, one who shechts, that would be the same rule. Even lechatchila, you're allowed to shecht from the side of the animal. It doesn't have to be totally in the middle. This issue is debated. If you look at Taisvis, the third Taisvis on the page, Hashochet minat stodim, matzinan lemeimar. We could say, Taisvis says, dafka dieved, that this is quite literally only after the fact, because there's a reluctance here to conduct shechita in this way. And the reason is, vafilu hichsu simonim, even in a case where he specifically kept track of the kana and the veshet, the two organs that have to be cut, even if he manipulated them and made sure they got cut before the etzem efarekes, the bony back of the neck, was reached, even if you were careful, obviously that's what's bothering us. He says, gezeira atu lo hichzer, we're worried of a case that you're not careful. What would happen if you're not careful? So since there's so much flesh there, the pressure could actually push the simanim, these organs, before they actually get cut, and you actually hit the bony part, the spine. You might even kill the animal before you actually cut the kana and the veshet. And therefore, even if you were careful, there's a gzeira not to conduct a shechita in that way, because we're worried about someone who might forget to be careful. Concludes Taisvis, uva kuntras lo pirishkein. And Rashi did not explain it like I'm suggesting. Rashi learned hashochet is kosher even lechatchila. In Shulchan Aruch, we indeed find the sensitivity of Taisvis. Simen Chof Si'if Gimel, Tzorich hashochet sheyishchot be'emtza hatzavar. A shochet must shecht in the middle of the neck. Ve'im shachat min atzadadin. If you shecht from the side, shechita so kishera, the shechita is kasher, v'hu shehichzer hasimonim, provided that you kept track of the kana and the veshet and made sure to cut them before you hit the bony back. V'yodeya shechotcham kodom shechotek hamafarekes, and you know that you cut it before you hit the spine, ki hasimonim rakim, because the simanim are soft, v'nidchim in asakim, and they could simply be pushed away because of the knife rather than cut. So even if they're now cut, but I don't know when they got cut, not a good way to do a shechita, and that's how it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, tzorich, you should come in from the middle. If you didn't, this is what we would be dealing with. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Hashochet min ha'oreif, a person who shechts from the back of the neck, shechitasa psula, that's pasul. Hamolik min ha'oreif, melikasa kshera. If a person does malika from the back, that's a kosher malika. And Rashi says, here also Rashi holds, to emphasize that it's only stated b'di'eved so that it's equitable. But hamolik, one who does malika from the back, that's the correct malika. It's only that because cutting it from the back is possible by shechita, even b'di'eved, that we chose the wording of hashochet after the fact to let you know, even after the fact, it's totally possible. Continuing in the Mishnah, hashochet min atzava shechitaso kishera, a person who shechts from the neck, it's a good shechita. Hamolik min atzava melikasa psula, but a person who does malika from the front of the neck, it's pasul. Here also, that's the correct way to do shechita. Shekol ha'orev kasha lemalika, v'chol hatzava kasha l'shechita. The back of the neck is where malika is done. The front is where shechita is done. Nimtza kasha b'shechita, pasul b'malika. What's kasha by shechita is pasul by malika. It's the opposite location, kasha b'malika, pasul b'shechita, and what's kasha by malika is pasul by shechita. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.